That message is, the whales are here now. If you're on the water, slow down. The warm weather brings more than buds, flowers, and pollen. It brings boats to the surface of Cape Cod Bay and endangered right whales just below the surface. The International Fund for Animal Welfare, IFAW, has brought the British Song of the Whale here. Unlike most research vessels, it's wind-powered. It trails underwater microphones to listen to the migrating whales. Like humans, each of these marine mammals has a distinct voice. The 70-foot vessel has sailed up the East Coast, tracking migrating mothers and their calves. They know each individual, and know when one goes missing. The right whales are endangered because they get entangled in lobster and crab fishing gear, and because they're hit by ships and cut by propellers. I spoke with Song of the Whale researcher Dr. Oliver Boisseau in Wind and Mist beside Boston Harbor.
Nobody wants to cause the extinction of a species, so the fishing industry and the shipping industry, I'm sure, don't want to see that happen. So IFAW are working closely with these two industries to try and promote positive solutions that work for both the whales and for people. So when it comes to fisheries, there's been a lot of development in ropeless gear. When it comes to the ship strike issue, it seems to be vessels going above 10 knots are the real issues. When we came into Boston here, for example, we saw a number of very large vessels, and some of them will go 20 plus knots. So when whales in the area, if we can get them to reduce their speed to below 10 knots, that seems to have a profound effect on the likelihood of a whale being hit. And we're also trying to get the word out to recreational boaters, because actually lots of people we've discovered on our way north from Florida perhaps aren't aware that there are even right whales in the local water. We're trying to get local boaters to slow down if and when they think there are right whales in the area.
On the Fan Pier in Boston, Charles Mathewson, WATD News.